Good morning and get up, now count me in.
Here's Ed and Erin, you are in the right place. These are the very best bits so far of 2024. So, while the guys are away doing Easter egg hunts for the kids, putting their feet up, relaxing a little bit, well, we're keeping the laughs rolling. Some of the very best moments from this absolutely cracking show. It does return April 15, so you haven't got too long to wait. In the meantime, enjoy this.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
So, my daughter turned 11 yesterday. How are we going to celebrate? My wife booked us in for the Cat Cafe. The video is available to be viewed online. This is just a start of what I filmed at the Cat Cafe.
Fishing for cats at the Cat Cafe.
I'm a very good cat fisherman.
When I say you fish for cats, you don't really fish for cats. You don't hook them, but you do. You are handed fishing rods and you sort of walk around trying to entertain the cats.
I'd be more into it if you were hooking them.
No, little fluffy sort of feathers on the end of it. And then you just sort of, you try to get them interested in your presence at the Cat Cafe. Mm. We turned up. We had a 3:30 session, 3:30 p.m. session.
Until when?
Well, I was hoping, I was imagining it was only going to be half an hour. Ended up being... They're 50-minute sessions.
Oh God!
So you're locked in a room, and some of the rooms were sold out. The kitten room was sold out.
Oh yeah, that's popular.
So I think all that was available was the it's called the teenager room.
Oh God, the moody things. Yes. They were really it's like too good for there, yes, and had no interest in you. Yep.
So they consider teenage cats to be between 1 and 2 years of age. So and some of them were already morbidly obese, I must say. I mean, really big cats. A couple of them were like whales.
Fat-shaming the cats now. See, that I can't sit here. As a woman, a passionate woman who struggled with eating and her body image, I cannot let you fat-shame cats.
You're right. I shouldn't. I made some verbal comments.
To the cats themselves.
Yes. And I thought, no, it's not appropriate. But anyway, I did.
Were you body-shaming the cats?
One of them particular was...
Oh, you can't body shame the pussycat.
They're like literally, this is where they shape who they are in their heads.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was bored.
Oh, no.
But also...
No.
A number of the cats were looking for the exit. Like, you know, they were just staring at the door, trying to get out.
Can't imagine why, given you were there calling them fatty
no,
boombas.
No, actually, if you see the video, I did do my best to try to entertain these cats. And The guy who was from Chile, the guy who was organising it, he said growing up he wasn't allowed to have cats in Chile. He said they had goats and they had donkeys and they had all sorts of animals, but his parents would not allow him to have cats.
Yeah, because he keeps them locked up in like a prison.
No, he's found his dream job and he loves, and these are rescue cats as well. And you can take one of them home if you like. We've already got a rescue cat, so we didn't take one home.
Oh,
well,
God.
I mean, you can organise to, you can go home with a cat, you know what I mean? And look after that cat for the rest of its life.
Oh, okay. You can adopt it.
Can imagine why it was so
full. What else
are
you going to do with the cat? Uh-huh. So,
you know, my wife took me to the Cat Cafe for my birthday last year.
Wait, I'm so confused. So, Ed, I thought we were one with our pets.
I hate dogs. I like cats.
Oh, my God. I have no
idea. You've got to keep your dog hatred quiet, by the way.
I don't.
It's not a hatred. It's more of a indifference.
Mine's a hatred.
Let's be lovers. Okay, you love cats.
So, I love cats.
Oh, my God.
So she actually took you to a cat cafe. That's extraordinary. Yeah,
and she's allergic. Kitten room?
She's allergic.
Yeah, what age group did you get?
We were in teenage as well, now that I think about it.
Yeah,
we were
in
teenage cats as well.
Yeah,
you can't get in the kitten, mate.
You've got to book right ahead.
Seriously, there are that many Instagram influencers in there, and they're dressed as cats themselves. It gets a bit weird in the kitten room.
So wait, is there a video of you lying on the floor, like, stroking cats?
We didn't video it, but we should have.
Did you go with your children as well? Did they go as well?
No, it was just my wife and I, and she's allergic. She had to have 2 Zyrtec to go.
Yes, I'm allergic too.
It was a great day.
My wife said that, and I didn't go, that in Japan, my wife said they went to a cat cafe, and I didn't go that day. But she reckons, and I'm not, these are her words, she reckons the Tokyo cats were drugged. She reckons that. Do you reckon in Tokyo they're drugging their cats?
No, they do that a lot in animal enclosures. No, wait. At zoos and stuff, don't they do that all the time?
When the tigers, when you feed a tiger overseas, it's safe to say the tiger's not like at its peak sort of alertness. But
she reckons
they drug the cats. Yeah. What a claim. What a claim.
Yeah, so what's her claim? She'll be horrified that I've said this because it sounds, you know. If you love cats, go to cat.
Don't give it. Oh, God.
We paid, by the way, so.
Oh, no, yeah.
And she was hoping that I was going to be able to use my celebrity to get into the kitten room, but no, they were not. Nah, didn't get me into the kitten room, so.
I hate that. I really hate it when people don't recognise our celebrity.
It's a great day out. Today FM. Now, the new film, The Nut Farm, is a film starring co-storied by the man, the myth, the legend, Arch Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Wonderful to be here.
It's finally great to have you here, man. So
you too. You're looking good. I'm loving the shades indoors.
Look, people are questioning the shades, and it's because of they got prescription in there, mate.
Oh, that's great.
So I can read. I can see you properly.
But it's also because you've changed, isn't it? A little bit.
How have I
changed?
Well,
I knew you like 30 years ago. Back then you were free-spirited hippie, you were for the people.
Yeah. He's relatable,
I walk in here,
wasn't he? Yeah.
I see him tripping over himself, running down the hall, trying to get a photo with the opposition leader. I mean, what has happened to this guy? This guy's gone full boomer.
It's embarrassing, yeah.
No, dude, come on, where's your riz, man?
man.
No, Pete, I get a photo with the Prime Minister as well. I go both sides of the,
listen,
the political
spectrum.
Listen,
all I'm saying is you're giving boomer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right. What's riz?
Some Gen Z stuff I read about on the internet.
Mate, you look emotional.
I feel a little bit sensitive. Like, I'm sorry to introduce this. It's unrelated to the film, The Nut Farm, but today's an important day in our family. It's actually my great, beloved, great-great-grandfather's birthday, and it's always he'd passed a while back, of course, but it's always a reflective day. He would have been 247 today, so it's just hard not to think, you know, what if things had turned out differently. I mean, to be fair, we weren't that close. Okay. He did die when...
Oh, my God!
Who are you laughing at, Aaron?
Oh, my God.
247 he would have been.
In his eyes, mate.
We weren't super
honestly,
close.
I have no idea where this is going.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. He's blood, mate. He's blood.
He died when I was only negative 87, so...
Is that right?
What kind of things do you do to cope with the loss of him?
I'll just make movies, put them out.
Now, The Nut Farm. We've got to get to The Nut Farm.
Yeah, let's go. That's what we're here for.
Let's not bury the lead. This is a feature film that is getting a cinema release.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen half of it. I got a link last night and I loved it. Ed Cavalier, you've seen the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm fired up. It's funny. It's got great performances, heaps of like legendary Australian and New Zealand actor types.
That's
it's
true.
She
amazing.
Roy Billings, Tyrion Mora, who played the lawyer in The Castle.
I know.
Oh my God.
Now, people listening, in case you need to remember, Your Honor, it's the vibe of the Constitution. Yeah. Your Honor, it's about the vibe. Remember
Marbo.
That scene?
It's
I mean,
Marbo.
I never saw it, but I heard it's an incredible film.
It is an incredible film. And I reckon he's in even better form now.
Wait, have you actually never seen The Castle?
Well, listen, Aaron, people get so mad.
Country.
That's an iconic Australian movie. It'd be like me saying, have you ever seen Independence Day? I doubt it. You know what I mean? That's our movie back home.
No.
Look, can I play a bit?
Please.
This is you and Guyton Grantley. Looking over you, look, Arj's character inherits a macadamia nut farm. He's a failed crypto coin guy from San Francisco.
Mate, there's a resurgence.
This guy's fortune.
It's a good story.
Believe me, Aaron, I came in a Lambo.
He's a fish out of water. He has to try and run a macadamia farm, and this is him and Guyton Grantley's character just surveying the machinery needed for macadamia nut farming.
This nut sorter is shared between the two farms. It's where we come to empty our nut sacks.
Sorry?
Oh, it's pretty simple. We empty our nut sacks into this machine.
Together.
Sure, if you like.
So you and I stand here together, two grown men, and empty our nut sacks into this machine.
Well, unless our loads are too big, in which case we help each other empty our nut sacks.
That goes without saying, man.
That's good stuff.
I just want to say the whole movie's not like that. But
Much worse.
It has a lot of stuff for all different age levels. It's very much a family-friendly comedy.
It's
got gags that the kids will enjoy, but it also has adult humor and some... Mate, that's for the lads. You know, lads are laughing.
Lads.
Mate, I'll give you the big tip. Everyone enjoys those jokes. My children will be laughing hard
at
those
terrific.
Jokes. They get it, mate. Everyone gets it. That's it's good fun is what it is.
I mean, it was hard work. 5.5 weeks of 5 days a week, all day long.
How did you physically prepare for making a film?
Well, it does take a physical fortitude and strength, and so there was as well as taking some acting coaching, preparing because my first lead role in a film.
I know.
I also was, you know, exercising regularly in my gym at home. Not a gym, just some weights in the garage. Mm. Hang out with the dogs. Put a podcast on. I'm loving it. But on the road, it's not my favorite edit because I really, really hate going to the gym because I just find that I sweat so much at the gym because I don't have a membership. And I'm not supposed to be there. It's super stressful. And it's also really uncomfortable working out in a janitor's uniform.
What a tip, though. That's a great tip for people to lose weight. Go to the gym without a membership. Well, there's so much to you.
I have a lot of tips that I'm willing to give out.
The Nut Farm. Go and get involved.
Thanks, guys. Great to see all of you. Lots of love to everybody. Thank you.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron Podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron Podcast.
What about the new song from Shannon Knoll?
I'm touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this.
It's Don't You Wanna Stay?
It's brilliant.
Whose voice is that?
Wow.
There's another voice.
The wonderful
Who's the other voice?
Yeah, Noel Z. Welcome
Noel
to the show.
Shannon Knoll, G'day, welcome guys. Aboard. Oh, goodness
Who me. Is the other voice on that brilliant new single from you?
The other voice is the incredible Cosma DeVito.
Stop it.
Yes.
You stop it, man.
Cosma. I was just looking at a comment on the YouTube clip of that song and one lovely woman's written, I've waited 20 years for you two to reunite because you're on the same episode of Australian Idol together the same season. And it's just incredible. Yeah. It's such a beautiful song.
It was worth the wait. Yeah. You two together, extraordinary. People are so happy that you guys have got together. Was it your idea? How did this come about?
Yeah, actually, I had Cosma on my podcast. I've been doing a podcast the last sort of 12 months.
I just read in the bio, podcast. I love that.
Of course what episode did you do? What episode have you done, Husey?
I'll get on it eventually. I don't know that. I'm available.
Give the people what they want.
Noelzy knows I'm available.
I was going to talk to him about that today.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Appreciate it.
But because I've been thinking about doing a duet as well with somebody, and I just thought Cosma would be so good because the way she went out of the show too was under really she had to pull out of the show in the top when she was down to the top three due to nodules.
Oh. And so
doctor's orders told her to sort of she had to retire from the show.
So she would have been at the Opera House with you and Guy Sebastian, yeah?
Well, it
is that right?
Her and Guy or Guy and her and me.
Yeah, it probably would have been her and Guy. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
That's like joke.
And we love Cosma. Is she still singing all the time?
She's still doing singing lessons and all that sort of stuff. So she's got. Oh. I actually, a young lady on a plane the other day said, oh, my singing coach is... knows you, and I said, and it turned out to be Cosma. So I think she's got a lot of
where does she teach? Like in Sydney?
Yeah, Western Sydney, I think she works here. Yeah, singing coach. So she's got a lot of students, so it's really good.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
I love this song. There's a line in this song, I don't just want to make love, I want to make love last.
Yeah, see, I remember that line too. I love that line.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson did the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You do it better. You do it better.
So it was who?
Kelly who?
Never heard of him. I'm glad I didn't get Kelly's part there.
That's a fair bit of pressure. Yeah. It's your first tour in a decade?
Oh, it's the first album tour. Big album tour. So this is a big theatre tour, actually, because I've been to pubs and festivals.
Yeah.
And
mate, you're always performing. There wouldn't have been, apart from the pandemic, there wouldn't have been a week gone by where you wouldn't be on stage somewhere rocking it out.
No.
What's been your biggest corporate payment?
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Like we're talking like a 50K,
10?
Yeah, 50. 50. What? Yeah, you did get 50.
Yeah,
you did get
50.
They ripped the check up for a big festival because I fell off a motorbike and nearly ripped my leg off. So they had to rip the 40 grand check up.
Really?
Because I couldn't play.
That's
I was in hospital.
Because you're extracurricular activities.
I went, damn.
Do you always take the band with you or sometimes you go on your own with a guitar?
No, always got a band, mate. How many of you do you tour with?
How many? Three, four, five, six?
Five of us, yeah. There's five of us. But I think my young bloke might be doing a few supports on this big tour coming up. Blake, he's going to do a support.
I met Blake at Simon Kerwood Jewelers.
Yeah. So lovely. He's going to come along and do a set before the show.
Bloody wonderful.
It'll be great.
Mm. Well, I've got to give him a shout out about my. Well, can we come back with him? Can we come back?
I don't want to focus on your song. I want to focus on mine.
Do you know what? Sadly, Nolsey, you're going to have to hear Aaron's lyrics. See if you can polish that. You know what? And
yeah, I need to thank him properly.
And also, let's see if we can get a secret out of Shannon Noll. He looks like he's riddled with secrets as far as I can tell. So let's
Shannon Noll is you.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Joined in studio by the one and only Shannon Noll. Tickets on sale now for the That's What I'm Talking About 20th anniversary tour and the new single with Cosima. Don't you want to stay out right about now?
There's no better atmosphere than a Shannon Noll concert. Get to it. Get those tickets as quickly as you can.
So fun.
And the new song with Cosima is amazing.
Yes.
Get around that. What's the best way to access your music, mate? What would you say to people?
Yeah, mate, just all on the digital platforms, all Spotify.
Is there one that you prefer over the other? Like, do you get like more royalties from one?
I don't know if there's any royalties going anywhere. somebody told me the bloke who owns Spotify is worth more than Paul McCartney. I'm going like, well, and he's
of course he is, mate. Of course he is, but you know what? People listen to the music and what they do, mate. They listen to the music and go, I need to see this live. Because the live experience is unbeatable.
Absolutely, yeah. It's so much better.
Yep. And you get all the money then. The venue gets a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you.
Oh, that's the.
And it's cash off.
Oh, it's a beautiful. It's actually a lovely story. All right, now he's promised it, and known as being riddled with secrets. Let's dive into the secret life of.
Got a secret. Can you keep it? Husey, Ed, and Aaron's untold secret.
Oh, Nolsey. What do you got?
Okay, so I think it was 12 months before Idol. Around there somewhere. I actually auditioned for another TV show and I can't remember what it was called. It wasn't Pop Stars, but it was.
Was it singing?
The Voice?
Yeah. And it was one of those ones.
Australia's Got Talent?
Yeah, no, it was no, before all that. Yeah.
Idol was early, so it was just another singing competition. Yeah. We need to find out what it was.
And what did you not make it?
Star something.
Yeah, Star Search.
I got like three words out and then, because we were all in a big audience in this theatre. And you just had your name was called out and you stood up and had to sing. So my name was called out and I stood up and I got like three words into it. And the bloke went, "That's enough, sit down, next person." Everyone went, "Oh." Like, that was a bit rough.
I'd love to know Star Search. That is.
That was it.
You got Star Search. You got three words out and got rejected.
Did
that make the broadcast? Did that end up on TV?
No. That was really early in the piece. Yeah.
Even before they got to the...
That is... It was just like, this was like just running through... The masses of people there just to get to, you know, cull it down to the handful of people that they were going to actually then put on the show or whatever.
But at the time, you're a young bloke trying to make his way in the music world. And did a little bit of you think, I've just got to quit this, it's not going to work for me at that moment? Or did that inspire you? Can you remember?
No, yeah, I do. I was a bit disappointed, but I was just always going like, oh, I wish I had a little bit more time.
You're barely warming up.
Because I think that the crowd in the room thought it sounded all right to start with. And when he went, "That's enough," everyone went, "Oh, come on, let him sing a bit more." Because this bloke was just ruthless.
Yeah.
But then one year later, you're a household name and you still are.
Yeah,
I got a bit more time to sing, which
is
good.
Talking about. And that is why, 20 years later, come on, get involved. Tickets are on sale now. Shannon Noll.
I need to give him a shout. I know Aaron does as well. We both need to do this, all right? I'm going to give him a shout out. Your song that you did for me, and we're not going to say, you know, well, I like to believe that you wrote it,
all
right? It
was weak.
Yep.
What about Husey? It was exceptional.
Can't you see? It's time to give David Husey. What about you, David?
God, it's good.
I mean, the tune is very familiar. And the lyrics are so obvious.
Shut up,
I mean,
you two.
Shut up.
What? It's not that, inspiring.
What are you doing?
It's simple. It's so obvious.
Did you enjoy
that song?
Hang on. Did you enjoy it, Noel?
I did. I rewrote a little bit for you too, mate. The thick grey hair was my line.
Oh, that was the best line.
You took the bit I wrote out about him having two phones. So
I appreciate that.
about the massage table verse? Did that make it in?
I appreciate that, Nolsey.
What about my song?
It's garbage.
Right. Oh, I had a look at that. I did.
Yeah, you've had a look at it. What do you?
Do you want to give a little?
I can give a bit of a go.
Oh no!
Yeah,
give it to us. Here we go. This is Shannon Noll doing Aaron Nolan's own song.
Oh my God,
song.
Aaron Nolan.
Song
we've only worked together for 4 years. You just call me
call
Aaron
Nolan.
Nolan
when you was Nolsey. It's going to be the combination.
Okay. Right. Here we go. A victim in my own damn war, a burning battleground. I pulled the trigger. Took the hit, but never made a sound. No rescue mission, no pulling out. The fight was always mine. I needed saving, a hero of sorts. I was desperate to be free. A knight in shining armor, I thought. But it was only ever me.
No, I'm going to clap that in.
He can do anything.
He's made that.
He can do anything.
That's a hit.
Shannon Noll.
You throw Cosmer on that, that and you've got worldwide.
Worldwide.
Shannon Noll is the greatest. ShannonNoll.com. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Noll.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Legend. Thank you.
Love ya. Today FM.